Hey, it's Mark Evans.
Welcome to the second episode of my new podcast, The Real Deal with AI, in which I look at how artificial intelligence is impacting how we live, work, and play. Now, in this podcast, I'm not going to go deep into the weeds in terms of the technology surrounding AI. Instead, I want to look at AI from a practical, common sense, and user-friendly way. I want to explain to people the impact that AI is having in terms of how we live our lives and do our work. Now, I recently read an article on Recode that featured Mark Cuban. Now, Cuban is best known as being the co-founder of Broadcast.com, one of the stars of the television show Shark Tank, and the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team. Now, in the Recode article, Cuban starts by saying that people need to educate themselves about AI. And this resonated with me because it's absolutely true. There is a lot of confusion, misconceptions, and mystery surrounding AI, and that's natural because AI is relatively new, even though it's been around for many years, and that people are trying to get their heads around, well, what does AI actually mean, and what impact will it have on my life? And Cuban says, listen, the first step is to educate yourself. And there's a great quote in which he says, if you go into my bathroom, there's a book, Machine Learning for Idiots. Whenever I get a break, I'm reading it. Now, many people read their iPhones when they go to the bathroom, or they just focus on going to the bathroom. But I guess what Cuban's saying is maybe it's also an opportunity to educate yourself about AI. And I think that's a major theme because I think there are many conceptions surrounding AI. It scares people, it confuses people, and there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of how AI will evolve and what impact it will have in terms of everything that we do. And I think the lesson that we need to get from Cuban is that we shouldn't be afraid of AI. It is going to be a part of how we live, work, and play. There's no stopping that. The fact that we're applying AI to a growing number of tasks is just how things are going to happen. And one of the realities is that a lot of the manual, time-consuming tasks that many people do today are going to disappear. And people will be afraid of AI, and they will be concerned that their jobs will disappear. But we need to educate ourselves, and we need to learn firsthand about the impact of AI and learn not to be afraid of it, but to understand how we can embrace it and how we can evolve professionally and personally so that we ride the wave. I mean, there is a giant wave happening. It's just starting to build because AI is in its early days, and that you either get on, ride the wave, or you get overwhelmed by it. And I think the best place for people to start is by reading blog posts and reading books and talking to people and listening to podcasts and getting a real feel for what AI represents and where it's going. So if you're like Cuban, you can read a book like Machine Learning for Idiots in all kinds of different places, or you can listen to a podcast like this, or you can read the many, many blogs focused on AI. But the bottom line is learn about AI. It's not unlike what happened in the late 1990s when the internet started to emerge. At first, people were afraid of it and they didn't understand it, but eventually the internet became an integral part of how we live and how we work. And the same thing is going to happen with AI. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you soon.